friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know. Though grown-ups might look at him with fright, the children all love him so. He always says hello.
Let's head back down to the ballpark, where our guy Brad Thompson is on the line right now via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. BT, we miss you, buddy, but Meat just got it done in the gauntlet for you.
Did he get it done?
He won. 3-2.
You know I did.
Good for him. I know it was random trivia. Could you give me a little teaser of like what the most random trivia was for Meat?
What in the human body, what is the hallux?
The hallux?
Yeah.
Well, the hallux is obviously that little thing it's in your throat that stops. You know, I'm not sure. What's the hallux?
That would be your big toe.
Get the hell out of here, really?
Yeah, apparently.
That's good to know.
Were you thinking thyroid there, BT?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think I was thinking
epiglottis?
Thyroid.
Tongue?
Maybe I was thinking about maybe your jejunum. Maybe that was
well, no. That's a little bit lower. Yeah, it's a little bit lower. Yeah,
maybe.
Anyways,
the didgeridoo. It's a great instrument down in New Zealand.
Yeah, Brad.
That's a dickery don't, Jamie.
Brad, before we get into the 6-0 loss here for the Cardinals, let's talk about the great moment that we saw between Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright. Yadi catch the first. First of all, he gets the standing ovation, 2,000th game right now for the outstanding catcher for the Cardinals, all with the Cardinals, obviously a former teammate of yours. When you're on the broadcast, you're calling it, but you also have an opportunity as a fan to enjoy the moment. What's going through your head?
Yeah, first of all, if I stretch this out long enough, I won't have to talk about the 6-0 loss.
Oh, no, you're talking about it.
Look, I want to take this way back to the first time I met Yadier Molina. the moment was special. I honestly, guys, like being in the booth and standing there alongside, you know, Danny Mac and just watching it all unfold and hearing the fans, I couldn't help but smile, and I was getting like goosebumps. Like, that was a special, special moment. And the Cardinals did it right. The fans did it right. Adam Wainwright, as you guys saw, stepped off the mound and gave him a second. He took his glove off. He walked way off the mound. He was hooting and hollering to get the fans going even more. And then you can see Yadi a couple times behind the plate. You know, he's acknowledging the fans. And then it's like he had like those aw shucks moments. Like, come on, guys. Come on, let's just play. Because that's all he does is just play all the time. I'm so incredibly proud of him. I'm so excited for us, man. I'm excited for our fan base that's had the opportunity since 2004 to watch that guy suit up only in your uniform and play with everything that he's got. There hasn't been a moment where you look at Yadi and say, well, he's mailing it in. He doesn't mail it in, you know, and if you're thinking it's like, I've watched him not run out a ball before. I've seen that. What is that, hustle all the time? That is preservation, my man. Like, that is what that is, to allow you to play all of these games that he's played in. So I was happy for him. I was excited. And you talk about, like, just emotions, right, in a homestand. While there's the sad emotion of going 2-4 on the homestand, you have the opener again against the Brewers last Thursday where you get fans in the stands again, right? I mean, we've talked about that. We broke it down on the show how cool that was. You had Colton Wong coming back. He's crying during his first at-bat. You have Nolan Arenado hit the big home run. He gets the curtain call. You had Matt Carpenter hit the home run yesterday. And I don't know if you guys let off the show with Matt Carpenter apologies, but if so, I'd like to hear that. And then you have the emotions of this one, man. There was a lot that went into it. So I was so pumped up for Yadi, and I was pumped up for the fan base that got to be there and see it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that moment was special, and we talked about it here on the show with Waino, and you just mentioned with the fans back in the stadium. Certainly, Anthony and I talked about that. Certainly 40,000 or 40,000 plus would have been, you know, a lot better than what they had, but at least it was better than zero. So that was a great moment. Now, Brad, unfortunately, we're going to have to try and dive into this game a little bit here today. And
hey, Jamie's breaking up. I can't. I'm sorry. I don't. Can you? Is that
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know damn well, BT, that this signal is crystal clear.
I hear you guys.
All right, so I guess to start off with, Adam Wainwright on the bump today. What did you see from Waino, and what did you think overall? Not just Waino, but maybe some of the, well, the defensive lapses out in the fields. Just certain things that contributed to this loss today.
Yeah, well, like, I'll start with just the biggest thing. You can't win if you don't score, and the Cardinals didn't score. Like, that's the biggest thing. It's hard after you have an offensive outpouring the night prior, right? 14 runs, 15 hits. You have the 9-run fifth inning. To come out with the goose egg today is disappointing. You're not going to win a ball game like that. I thought that Joe Ross was great, but, I mean, you like to be able to scrape something together against him. They couldn't do it against him, couldn't do it against the bullpen. I thought Waino was fine. I mean, Waino was efficient in his first couple of innings. The pitch count got a little bit high up there. He got no defensive help, but you'd like to still see Waino get deeper into ballgames. That's going to be an issue, and it needs to be fixed quickly for the Cardinals. The Cardinals have had 12 games now, and they've had one game where a starter has gone six innings. I mean, that's not okay. Like, that's got to get better, and I know that that will be something they'll focus on going forward. But I thought Waino threw the ball fine. He gave up his four. The big one was the home run to Zimmerman, which was a ball. That's one of those home runs that's hit, guys. But by no means am I going to call that a routine play to rob a home run. But I will say this. That's the one that you beg for as a pitcher in BP all the time. Like, you want that moment so you can flag that bad boy down and catch it. They can't set them better than that. Like, the one that hits the top of the fence, and Lane Thomas gets a beat on it. He gets there in time. He doesn't end up getting his ball glove up. And I don't want to single out one guy, but if you had to pick one guy that had a horrible day, it's Lane Thomas. Lane Thomas had a prime opportunity, fellas. He's starting in center field. They're like, go get him, Lane. And Lane had multiple defensive lapses. And I won't even count that one in because that's robbing a home run. Like I said, that's going to be a great great play. But Castro in the second inning hits a little blooper single. First of all, I don't think he got a good jump on it. And then second of all, he played it into a double that got past him. I think he probably could have caught it, at the very least keep it in front. He had the error on the Soto ball to him. The ball that dropped in the Bermuda Triangle of Sosa, Dean, and Lane Thomas. To me, that's center field priority. He's got to be busting his tail to go get that ball, unless it's very evident that somebody else is camped under it. He wasn't. He was waiting for somebody else to make the play. And Dean, as we know, is probably not going to win a Gold Glove in left field. You have to know that. So he had a rough day. It was overall, outside of the ovation in the beginning that we talked about with Yachty, that was a tough watch.
Yeah, especially coming off a 14-3 victory last night, yeah, in which you've got some momentum, BT. Let's stick with the outfield a little bit here. When you do get healthy again, when you do have Harrison Bader back, when you do have Tyler O'Neill back, Jamie asked this, and I thought it was a very good question. Do you kind of settle on a game plan with your outfield? You know, Dylan Carlson's going to occupy one spot. But if you're Mike Schilts, do you just settle on three players for, you know, a good stretch of time, as opposed to maybe playing the matchups? I understand why you have to do it now because you have guys injured. But when you do get those guys back, BT, would you settle in on an outfield starting three as opposed to this rotation of guys?
I'm not sure if you can, to be totally honest. Like, I don't know if you can just plug and play, because as tight as the division is going to be, like, you have to get production. So that's something we talked about coming into the season. That was before an injury to O'Neill. That was before an injury to Harrison Bader. That we looked at and say, how patient can Mike Schilt be? Like, what is that leash going to look like for this outfield crew? I do think, especially right now with nobody forcing their way, and I've liked the play of Justin Williams a lot more here recently in the last couple of days, and I appreciate the way that he's taken his at-bats. He's starting to drive the ball the other way. But nobody's, like, really forcing your hand. Nobody's forcing your hand to not put Tommy Edman in right field and have Matt Carpenter at second base. So I do believe that when Harrison is back, and who knows when that's going to be, because I still don't think he's swinging a baseball bat right now, but I think that he's going to get the nod in center field. They're going to give it a whirl. Dylan Carlson is going to play right. I think they'll mix and match in left. Like, they're still waiting, and there's been so much opportunity for somebody to snatch a job, and just nobody's doing it. So I understand the idea of wanting to just throw three guys out there. It's like, let the young guys play, see what they have. That works if everybody else is clicking. Like if you're crushing the baseball, you don't feel like you have to mix and match. You feel like you can give some guys a little bit of a leash. But if offense continues to be at a premium like it looks like it might be for the Cardinals this year, I think that Schilt kind of has to do what he has to do. I think he has got to dig into the numbers. He's got to dig into the matchups and put out whatever he believes to be the most advantageous outfield for him.
BT, the guys earlier today were a little upset. When we hear you on the television, of course I wasn't upset, but Anthony and Meat were kind of bent that
mostly Meat.
There was no shout out. You know, we hear a lot of shout outs going on. We talk about you all day long when you're not here. We reference you. And unfortunately, you know, when you get around your cool friends, it's like we don't exist, BT.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Well, I'll make sure. Here's what we're going to do. Like, I don't know if I could do it on the nose. Like, I can't say, hey, and listening from St. Louis, you know, Jamie, Anthony, and Brad, we called me. There's a little on the nose. Everybody's going to know what I'm doing. But we're going to start talking about with code words so you know that I'm thinking about you. Because,
I like it.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll start digging in. Maybe we'll come up with some of these on the air, and I can get them in during a game. That's easy enough. I'm sure you guys won't pick any hard ones. But I appreciate you guys thinking of me. I was thinking of you today. I sent you a beautiful picture, said I miss you guys. I appreciated you sending me a picture back.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie, I appreciate you keeping my seat warm for me in the office. So thank you.
It's
my pleasure, Brad.
Yeah. Yeah. Jamie may have, during the photos, stripped down to his boxers and sat in BT's chair.
Yeah, no, that's the picture I got while live on air today. And it was all I had to do like a quick ninja reaction to press the cough button before I started laughing.
We were hoping to hear the laugh on live
TV. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting that.
You're a pro.
And I figured that Jamie was a tidy whitey guy, but he's going boxers.
Yeah, he went boxers for sure.
Colorful,
yeah.
Too.
Absolutely. BT, do we see you tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm with you the whole day tomorrow. It's going to be magical.
Wow.
Or the band's going to be back together. Maybe we'll do a pancake breakfast.
Oh,
we'll see.
I love pancakes.
Oh, Meat's excited now.
BT, have a good rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And get ready for the best show that we have ever put on.
Oh, that's what we're going to do. You guys kill it for the rest of the show. I'll see you tomorrow. I miss you yet.
We miss you. Thanks, buddy. That's Brad Thompson, our co-host here. In the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN, he was on the call today, Bally Sports Midwest with Dan McLaughlin. The Cardinals fall 6-0. More reaction on that next on 101 ESPN.